is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. freetalklive.com is the place to go. You can actually create the content of the site, so when you find something online that you think's interesting, you think our listeners would enjoy hearing or seeing it, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then others can vote. So you vote on what you like and vote down what you don't, and then the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. freetalklive.com. There's definitely something coming up we're going to talk about, because all three of us brought it in independently of one another, and that is the kids. There's new fad, the new craze. Well, I don't know how crazed kids are for it, but maybe in some places.
Somebody wrote a news story about it.
Yeah, it's more popular apparently in some places than others. It's drinking hand sanitizer, and we can tell you more about that on the way here. But last night we were talking about cults, and I mentioned there was news about Placido Domingo, who is a famous singer, and he apparently was involved in the Church of Scientology, or the cult of Scientology, for 20 years. And one of the aspects of cults last night that we were talking about is how, in order to get out of a cult, the kind of one of the hallmarks of a cult is
a real cult. It's difficult to get out of.
Right, it's not easy. They're going to intimidate you. They've told you all kinds of scary stories about, you know, what God might do to you or whatever the intimidation tactic is. But there's usually some sort of pressure to stay in the cult. And so that was kind of a question on the table, because we've talked a lot about Scientology over the years on Free Talk Live. We've had Scientologists call into the show. We've had former people who've formerly been in Scientology call to tell us about it. And it definitely meets the hallmarks of the cult. But the one of them that I don't know if we heard a lot about was the getting out part. I don't recall hearing.
Sounds like most people are there voluntarily, is, you know.
I'm sure that's what they want you to think, right? And we do know that Scientology does have a bit of a penchant, at least the high-level Church of Scientology folks do have a penchant for suing people that are critical of Scientology.
Yeah, every time the Free Talk Live talks about Scientology, they take their lives in their own hands.
Right. We've never been sued, thankfully, but we've certainly talked about Scientology and then had them call in that same night, multiple Scientologists calling in,
yes,
you know, to jump on it. So they're very good at, I guess, reacting to critiques, but they're also using the aggressive government court system to go after their critics in a way that they shouldn't, at least if you agree with free speech. So it doesn't seem like they really do. And, of course, your comments are welcome if you are involved in Scientology or you were involved, 855-450-FREE. But the news is about what it was like for someone relatively famous to get out of Scientology. You would think that even if they were on one hand going to be repressive and controlling of the average member of Scientology, you know, to try to keep them in the cult, that they would at least be a little more, I guess, careful with how they handle someone that could easily go and get news coverage, somebody that has a name, somebody that is recognizable in public, that they might take it a little easier with that person. Would that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
No, well, it does make sense, but they can also be trying to make an example of him.
They could.
You know, but high-profile example.
So here's what happened. According to a Village Voice, they talked to Placido Domingo Jr., the son of a famous tenor and well-known musician in his own right, and he had plenty to say about the way Scientology has treated him and his family. A member of Scientology for 20 years, Domingo says he's now done with the church and angry for the way it tried to make him disconnect from his ex-wife Samantha, who is the mother of his three daughters. He refused and says Scientology is retaliating against him in scary and pathetic ways. So I apologize, this was actually the son of Placido Domingo.
I thought you knew that.
I
you said before that it was Junior. I guess you didn't know that Placido Domingo's last name didn't have the appellate of Junior.
It's not that famous to me, I guess, okay. But I saw the name. And earlier today, it's regardless that
he is a musician himself,
right? And so he talked about how the Scientology had put out a mass call for church members to unfriend him on Facebook. later in the evening, he called back to say the church had escalated its attack on him by posting to a blog details of his personal life that he only revealed in what he thought were confidential, what they call auditing sessions.
Hmm. So that's interesting. I mean, these things have that feel of psychology and the sort of where, you know, whatever counseling sessions where one might have the protection of, you know, doctor-patient protection situation.
Right. Privileges, yeah.
But it's not that. It's something that's like it, but doesn't have those protections.
Apparently not. Not if you're trying to leave Scientology. It's protected until you decide to leave the church, apparently. It's an outrage, he says. It's penitent privilege information. Imagine if they did that to Tom Cruise or John Travolta. My God, he said tonight via telephone. Domingo and his older brother, Jose, have both been long Scientologists, or have both long been Scientologists, and their famous father has never questioned it, he says. That he's never been involved in it, apparently. Domingo and Samantha met in the church in 1994 and eventually had three daughters. Although they're now divorced, they do remain close as they raise their children. Samantha
That's
lives
good.
In England and he lives in Miami. And apparently, let's see, they go on to say here that she's been critical of Scientology. And when she began to communicate openly with Marty Rathburn, who I guess is a problematic former member of Scientology, he apparently has a blog where he speaks out against Scientology. So she's been communicating openly with this gentleman and then was put on the church's blacklist at that point. She says, I was speaking about abuses that I'd seen within the church. The problem is the alterations they're making in the technology, how it's all been screwed up, and now it's nothing but greed and corruption. So at one time, she says, it was, you know, it was the right Scientology. Now it's all about the money.
Well, we don't know whether that's the case or not. I mean, I tend to chuckle to myself, too, but what do we know about Scientology?
True. After speaking out publicly, she then began to communicate with this blogger, Rathburn, and she says that was the nail in my coffin as far as the church was concerned. For more than a year, members of Scientology's Office of Special Affairs, its Intelligence and Covert Operations Wing,
good Lord,
have been pressuring this lady to cut off ties. Excuse me, has been pressuring Domingo to cut off ties with his ex-wife. So she got on the blacklist for speaking out against some of what she called abuses within the church. They then turn against him, who's still in the church at that time, and they say, you either cut ties with this lady, disconnect from her, or else.
Well, one of the classic signs of a cult is you are, when you join, you're supposed to cut off all ties with people who aren't also joining the cult.
Right.
So
if your family doesn't join,
right,
cut them off.
You're done with them. So that they've been isolated by joining this church, and so now the social support that they may have gotten in whatever realm of their life, they've now lost that, or the church pressures people. Doesn't seem very, I hate to use the word Christian, it just doesn't seem very
Christian.
Golden rule to me.
Right.
You know?
Now, do we know that Scientology requires you to cut off relations with family members?
Disconnection is a well-known policy in Scientology. Members are required to cut off all communication with people the church considers problematic, even if that means splitting up families. So if your family's not on the blacklist, then I guess it's okay to keep them on board.
Right, because I'm thinking that, you know, mostly what they're looking for is people to go out and evangelize so they can bring more people in, and who better to evangelize than your family?
Oh, absolutely. But I think that that there's probably, I'm just going to speculate here, just based on, you know, cults. Eventually, if the family's not coming on board, there's probably people within the cult that are going to tell you, let's say you're new in Scientology, Mark, and you just can't bring your mom on board, and you're just having a really tough time. Eventually, somebody's going to tell you something like, hey, you know, you might want to consider disconnecting from her. She's bad for your thetans. It's probably not an official church policy of disconnect with the family that doesn't come on board, but I bet you that that's
certainly
something.
If it causes you to ask questions, I would imagine that's the case.
Right. So stop making those waves, right? Domingo, according to the story here at Village Voice, disconnection is a well-known policy. They asked that any communication, says Samantha, between us went through an attorney, and so he wouldn't have to go through me.
Is that a church-sanctioned attorney?
I would presume. Domingo told me the same thing. Quote, it was suggested that I get an attorney that I could communicate with my children so I could stay away from my ex-wife. It was insane, he says. There's more coming up here at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves. And maybe you've got experience with Scientology from the inside, or maybe you've lost a family member to it. 855-453, have you been disconnected? You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-FREE.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this horrible
day. They call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features that await you there are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Now, once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives going all the way back to late 2006. All free. Download as many as you like at your leisure, and cost you nothing, over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012. It's coming up in less
then 2 months from now, it's going to be a blast. It always is. Over 1,000 people came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and it just keeps getting bigger every year. So it's a great time to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what the ideas of freedom mean. You don't have to start your conversation trying to get through what those ideas are about. You can talk about other interesting things or you know, subtle distinctions or whatever it is that you want to. It's a networking, it's a social event, it's a fun event, there's family event, you know, family gathering kind of events. There's stuff for teenagers. There's singles and couples and, you know, all kinds of everything. Musical performances, comedians. It's just a blast. Panel discussions. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live there every single night. So you don't want to miss this. Not to mention all the agorism as well. People setting up, vending food without getting government permission, for instance. You can head on over to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get registered there. You have probably less than a week now to get the early bird registration discount over at porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue here tonight, joining you in the studio is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We've been talking about Scientology again. We didn't really get too deep into Scientology last night. And one of the things I wanted to hear about was, what is it like to leave Scientology? How difficult is it? Because they certainly indicate the factors of this cult definitely are there. I mean, the kind of the hallmarks, the traditional hallmarks of a cult, as we were just talking about disconnection, the idea of disconnecting oneself from one's supportive family, one's friends. For instance, if they're on Scientology's blacklist, and perhaps even if they are critical, vocally critical of Scientology towards the Scientologists, perhaps cutting them off for those reasons. And that's always a real big red alert that you might be getting involved in a cult. But also, a lot of cults make it difficult to leave. And recently, Placido Domingo Jr. discovered that that's the case when it comes to Scientology. They had instructed him to disconnect from his ex-wife because she had come out as a critic of Scientology. She teamed up with a blogger who's, I guess, pretty notorious for critiquing Scientology, another former member, and they put her on the blacklist and told him, hey, you can't talk to her. If you need to communicate with her, you need to do it through an attorney. So if you want to talk to your kids, you have to do it through an attorney. And he said that it was insane. I said, I don't think anyone has the right to tell someone who they can speak to or see, especially when it comes to spiritual freedom. For me, it's easy. I adore my children, and I really get along with my ex-wife. I told them, you're nuts. Domingo says he decided to stop engaging in Scientology services. This, by the way, the Village Voice reporting. Even though he still has a high regard for founder L. Ron Hubbard and his philosophies. He says, but I'm not going to allow anybody to tell me who I can talk to. So basically, I consider myself at a neutral point. I am no longer a member. So
good for him.
Yeah. Recently.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking about this disassociation thing, and you'd said, you know, if somebody was a member of the Scientologist Church and their family member was, you know, not coming on board or maybe had some negative things to say about the religion, that at some point somebody within the religion would probably tell them, hey, it's time to cut loose that family member, mom or dad or mm-hmm. whoever it was. But, you know, thinking about it, Christianity will do the same thing. I mean, there are verses out there that basically suggest that you should leave, leave behind people who are, you know, apostates or aren't on board and that kind of thing.
Well, right, and you can find all kinds of passages in the Bible to justify all manner of things. And really, as we've discussed, the difference between Christianity and or a religion, an organized religion, and a cult is really the amount of societal acceptance that it has, at least in most people's minds. I think that's what differentiates it. So a lot of organized religions may have all the hallmarks of a cult because technically they're a cult just writ large, like the government. It's a cult. But it's writ so large, people don't realize they're part of a cult.
I think there's more to it than that. I think there are at least six different cults characteristic lists. I'm looking at
there are several.
UC Berkeley list. It has 19 characteristics. And there are some things here that I'm not really sure that they would apply to general mainstream religion necessarily. But I would certainly say that they apply to Scientology and a couple of other organizations that I've had some experience with.
It's like, true, but not every factor will apply to every cult.
That's true as well. But I don't see churches really sending out a big bunches of people to recruit?
Mormon Church?
That's true, but not Catholics or
Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, the Catholics do their recruitment in different ways. They provide community
missions.
Service, and that in hopes that you know that community service will rub off on people. And
right, and think about Christian missions going around the world to various different places and applying their Christianity on people.
Which, frankly, those people get a benefit out of it, so, what are you going to complain? Gareth can't really complain about that one.
When you say those people get a benefit, are you talking about the people that are the targets of the missionaries?
Yes, or? Generally.
Well, I don't know if they would all agree with you on that.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. I mean, they may have, an indigenous people with kind of an old tribal belief system, and then you've got the Christians coming in there, and how is that benefiting them exactly?
If they're building houses, providing education or medical treatment.
Oh, I see. The bribes are what are benefiting.
It's a bribe?
Or is it conditions?
I can't believe you're talking about bribes. If somebody voluntarily accepts something, that's a bribe?
Well, right. Is it a condition, though? I mean, do they have to go to church in order to accept those things?
What difference would it make?
Well, it does make a difference.
I
mean, if you apply it to the foster care system here, when I was in placement as a kid, I was in three religious affiliated houses, mm-hmm. could not take the Lord's name in vain, needed to go to church. Foster homes had to go to church, and yeah, that is a condition.
Well, you're saying
that's a benefit just because they get a free house or something like that out of it. And I'm just telling you that some people might not see it as a benefit because they may see it as these Christians coming in and meddling with a hundreds of years
Those
old.
Those people are meddlers too. Okay,
tribe that sits in the forest and leaves
okay.
everybody alone.
Oh, hold on a second.
That
if the guy
happen.
In the next hut
oh, here he goes.
Wants to tell me how I'm going to live my life and whose church service I can go sit in order to get free
We're not
prep.
Talking about that.
You're saying some people might not like it. They may not see it as a benefit.
Well, I didn't like it in foster care.
But this is what you're talking about in foster care. Okay, so I'm
you're
dealing with two
value
situations
value.
Here. Okay. Shut up, Ian.
Oh, ow. I'm sorry, what'd you say? Yeah, that's right. Turn off your microphone.
I want to talk
so
to
rude.
Two people. I can't talk to two people at once.
Okay,
shut
up. Oh,
you calm down.
Oh, wait.
Did you drink caffeine before the show?
Leave me alone so I can answer her question.
I can wait.
There's a different situation with foster kids. Foster kids are forced to go to a particular foster home. They don't have an option. It's not like a missionary, where people come into your little tribe and they pass out food or education or whatever. You have the option of taking their food or education or medicine if you want. It as a foster child, you didn't have an option.
Right, true.
I mean, the foster care system said you're going to go to these people's house, and then these people said you're not going to take the Lord's name in vain, and consequently, you cuss like a sailor. So, I mean, we can see how it worked out. Now, can I help you now that I've dealt with the lady?
What, help me what?
Or did
help
you
me
just
understand
want to badger
how it is,
me while I was
help
talking
me
to
understand
somebody.
How it is that missionaries are going to necessarily improve everybody's life? I'll tell you what, we'll come back and talk about it more in moments.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly 2-for-1 specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you over at freetalklive.com. Those features include listening options. We have broadband, mid-band, narrow-band, streams, three different sizes for different internet connections. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in 24/7. Also, we've got, of course, radio stations, a bunch of them, over 100 AM and FM great stations across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. In addition, we're on XM Satellite Radio on two channels, plus our KU Band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears at listen.freetalklive.com.
All of them free. That's what you can count on Free Talk Live for, as we try to make it just as easy as possible to listen to the show. Freedom's Phoenix, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
We started out talking about Scientology and what they're doing to Placido Domingo Jr. as he is refusing to disconnect from his ex-wife at the behest of the church. They have then put him on the outs, and he has decided that he doesn't want to be associated with the church anymore as a result of what they were trying to do to him. And it somehow led into a discussion about missionaries, and it's your suggestion, Mark, or assertion, that missionaries benefit the people that they go out on missions on.
I would say they would have to benefit the people that they would go out on missions on, because the people whom they benefit are making decisions to be benefited, and if they're not, they're slaves, right?
Well, and Nemi made up a great, asked a great question. Are there strings attached to these freebies and the goodies? So missionaries are going to come down, build some houses, or build a school, or maybe a medical center or something like that, provide some health care or education services.
Just join us for a morning prayer.
Right. Do they have to join them for
I suspect not.
Probably not.
The kind of hard sell that you're talking about here doesn't seem like it would work very well.
It does.
It seems like, sure, honky, I'll go to whatever you got, and then when you're gone, I'm done. Like that, we've got a couple thousand years of spreading Christianity here, and by the sword isn't really a very effective way to do it anymore.
I think that everybody here would agree that would be a real poor approach.
Hell? Threats of hell seem to be effective.
Hell's fine, because you're not doing it. Somebody else is. You know, it's God, and he's strange,
well,
right?
Regardless, let's take it off the table, the idea that there might be a string attached. Let's just say they are going up, and they're just building this stuff, and they're having their services, and they're inviting everyone to come in. Hey, look, we give you all this stuff. You might want to come by and join us. We can't force you. Either way, I think it could still be argued, depending on your perspective, that that's not benefiting these people. There's a perspective out there that suggests that, and it may be right. I think it's, you know, it's got some good points to it, that these are indigenous people, and they have their spiritual traditions, and that these Christians are coming in here offering all these wonderful gizmos and education or whatever, houses, etc., and that they're despoiling, if you will, the that which has come before, or those traditions. Even if people are coming to them voluntarily to, you know, oh, we appreciate
I love
the
how
fact
voluntarily
that,
is now under quotes.
Yeah. Even if they're coming to them voluntarily because they, you know, need medical care or whatever, and they start to, you know, hear these ideas about hell, and it's persuasive, and then they change into Christians. Some people could look at that and say, that's not benefiting these people.
That's
because
coercion.
I don't know if it's really coercion. I think that's stretching
it. I think it's
it.
Borderline coercion. Yeah. The speaking of hell is borderline coercion, but only if you believe that you don't believe it's true. And that's the problem. That's the problem with the whole hell shtick, is that if you believe in hell and you tell somebody, watch out for hell, then you're not coercing them because you believe it's true. However, if you say to somebody, that, hey, you do what I say you're going to do, or you're going to spend the rest of eternity in fiery torment, then you're just a big, fat, nasty liar. So, you know,
well,
this,
they may. Okay. It's not necessarily coercion, okay, though, because no one's ever forced to come to their church, but there certainly are incentives that are there that could, in theory, destroy indigenous tribes'
spiritual
traditions.
I'd love to talk about that. Okay, so this indigenous tribe is not a real thing. What we have are people. And people, some of them, may wish to have better schooling, better medicine, and, you know, little gizmos that go ping, right?
And you're saying
your suggestion
good.
Is, wait a second, I'm not done addressing it. Your suggestion is that somehow these people should be preserved as they were.
I'm not saying that.
Against whatever will they may have.
That is not at all what I'm suggesting. All I'm telling you is there's another perspective on
there
it.
There is.
It's your conclusion
it's a perspective
that it's good.
Suggests that things should remain the same and that people Stone Age
wait
tribes
a minute,
should
that doesn't
should
mean... Hold on. Just because they keep their old traditions doesn't mean that
who's
things
they?
Remain the same.
No. You can have whatever tradition you want. However,
great.
If I, as a missionary, show up and say, hey, look, I got little things that go ping.
Yeah.
I've got some penicillin. And
the Bible.
And I've got a book. You know, and whatever it is, I'm offering these things to you. If you don't want me to go and offer them to mm-hmm. me to them, then you're attempting to put your
I
will on
said
other
don't
people.
Go and offer. I, Mark, I haven't said anything about what you should and shouldn't
about
do.
Other people.
No, sir. You are not understanding what
I must not
I
be.
I have not said what anyone should do. The missionaries can go and do what they want to do. All I am saying is you are calling it out as good. You are saying
it
you're making a value
be.
Judgment. Now, I didn't interrupt you. You are making a value judgment on what these people, the missionaries, bring to the folks of these indigenous tribes. And a lot of people would agree with you. A lot of people would look at that and say, yeah, it's progress. But other people would look at it differently. And I'm just telling you that you're not necessarily correct in that it's good.
All
it's
right.
only your opinion.
So if
that
I
it's
go
good.
Get a hamburger, I change money for a hamburger. Both of the situations are good for the individuals, correct?
Yeah, sure, because otherwise they wouldn't involve themselves.
Right.
In it.
But somebody might sit out there and say, oh, you shouldn't eat a hamburger. It's bad. Mm-hmm. What that person is either right or some busy nasty little busybody in other people's business. That same person, that's that same attitude regarding a missionary going and offering free things to tribes in, you know, South America or something.
Was I communicating effectively?
I think you're doing just fine. I will tell you that the best conversation ender I've ever found is, would you like to share a word about my personal Savior, Jesus Christ?
It certainly is. That'll stop it right away.
That's right. So if somebody showed up at my door with free food and said, here's some free food. Would you like to have a word about my personal Savior, Jesus Christ? I would be like, keep your food. Thanks. Agreed. Get off my property.
Same here.
You know, so and that's only because I've been through the rigmarole. I went to Catholic school. I understand what's going on, but to correct something you said earlier, Mark, there are a few small indigenous tribes still in existence that have never had contact with the outside world. There are about 250,000 indigenous natives as of 2006 in the Amazon rainforest.
That have never had contact?
Never had contact.
I think they're getting shot at all the time.
Well,
I mean, they're getting contact. Their contact tends to be pretty bad. A friend of mine works with the Guarani very closely, and obviously they've had a level of contact if I know their name. But I'm stunned that there are people that have had no contact.
I'm just curious, Nemi. So we know what Mark's opinion is about these missionaries coming in and bringing whatever it is they're bringing into these villages, for instance. What's your opinion? Do you think it's good?
No.
See, thank you for that. I'm just glad that we have a difference. You know, that's all I was pointing out, is there's a difference of opinion as to whether or not these missionaries are coming into these places are doing good. It just depends on your perspective.
There's one thing. It's one thing to go in and say, here's some information, peruse it at your, you know, but it's something completely different to tie a carrot to it and say, here's a treat for you if you come do a, you know, listen to what we have to say or practice our rituals and traditions with us. That's not okay in my book. Like, if your goal is to spread the word, then spread the word and leave it at that. Just don't give out cookies.
What's
as rewards?
What's new is not necessarily what's good.
So my concern here is that we sit on the outside and judge people whose lives are solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short, and say, yeah, you should live that way because we don't want people who have bad values going in and talking to you. But I've yet to find the atheist missionaries. There just aren't any out there.
You're going to have to expand on that here in a moment. 855-453, SACL CAI, toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and all the features there we give away. By the way, still to come tonight, hand sanitizer. Apparently, the kids are drinking it. We'll give you details. Also, 855-453 allows you to bring up anything you want. Here with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And also inviting you to enjoy the website. And if you like freetalklive.com and the fact that it is free and that you can get so much there for nothing, then maybe you want to voluntarily support the show by going to shop.freetalklive.com and entering Amazon through the links you find at shop.freetalklive.com. Because you're going to do your online shopping anyway. You're probably going to do it at Amazon because they've got great prices and a huge selection. So why not shop through our links where a portion of the purchase price will be shuttled off toward Free Talk Live rather than going into Amazon's profits. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done through our affiliate links there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada for your convenience at shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about missionaries and whether or not they do good. Mark, it's your opinion they do, as far as, like, typically the missionary's job is to go into impoverished areas and, you know, assist and also offer the Word of God and bring the Bible in and build
There's
a church.
All different kinds of missionaries.
Sure, sure. And there's, of course, missionaries that go into indigenous tribal regions and do similar work and build buildings and, provide education. And there's no doubt that these things have value, and clearly they're able to convert people over to their religion. And from their perspective, and Mark, according to you, you think it's good. But others don't necessarily agree. In fact, Nemi disagrees. She doesn't think it's necessarily good. I don't think it's necessarily good either, because you come at it from a perspective that there's value in whatever spiritual traditions they have in that tribe, and Christianity can, you know, really, or whatever the mission is, can really mess that up. And that's not necessarily a good thing. I think that's from some perspectives could be bad. But I wanted you to expound a little further, Mark, on something you said before we went to break, that there are no atheist missionaries. What was it you were getting at there?
I'm going to say there are few atheist missionaries because, you know, there are 6 billion people on the planet. The chances are about as high as the lottery of there being an atheist missionary. People that are Christians are motivated by these sort of external forces. They, you know, or the belief in external forces. Whereas, you know, atheists, not. So they tend to go about their own lives. Have you heard of atheist missionaries?
Nope. Okay. I think we're all atheist missionaries when we come out of the womb. Religion is taught.
Okay. I'm just as, let's understand, I'm just as damaged by my experience with the church as you are,
mm-hmm.
perhaps more so. However, my contention here is...
Thanks for calling me damaged,
Mark. Oh, you're damaged. I mean, it's obvious. my contention here is that... You know, the atheists aren't doing anything. Humanitarian groups may or may not be trying to do something, but they tend to be backed by this more scientific idea, which says, let's leave these people alone to go about their business. However, there are corporate interests out there that have large, deep pockets, and they are connected with the governments that these indigenous people live in. These indigenous people are of no value to their governments. Their governments, therefore, will often side with the corporations in order to get the turn over the land, especially in the Amazon region of these people. So what you have are people that are going to go in, and they're going to introduce new ideas to these folks, even if those new ideas are in the form of a 12-gauge slug. All right? So what... You know, with what the missionaries do is they'll stand either with Council of Bishops or whomever, they'll stand in the way of these corporations running over these people. These people are going to meet the West. And the question is, how do they meet it? Do they meet it with some people that want to offer them their version of voodoo and some food? Or do they meet people that want to take their land and kill them as witnesses to the theft?
Well, I mean, I don't accept either of those.
Right. It's
choices.
Fine to sit here and say, but let's talk about reality.
I just don't agree with you that it's good, and you're not going to convince me that it's necessarily good. Uh-uh. Let's get you and your thoughts in. If you've got them, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm going to look around. I hope I can find it. I don't know if I remember enough detail. When I was in jail, I was reading, a friend of mine in there had an excerpt from one of his spiritual books that he had, and it was of an Indian... tribal chief from one of the Native American tribes speaking to the white man who had come over to do what they did, and kind of really just let them have it about their religion and how they think they're so much better, and really just, I mean, absolutely excoriated them, and really focused on how the white man was killing people, but yet they preached love, and like really just called them out on their own hypocrisy, the Pharisees that you call them, Mark, these Christians who, you know, say one thing about love and forgiveness and then do a whole other thing and actually go to war and kill people that are different from them. I mean, they've been called out for a long time, and it was really just an incredibly persuasive piece that would cause someone to think twice who necessarily believes that the Christians bringing their technology and such into these Indian tribes is, on a whole, a good thing.
These aren't options, though. Like, you don't have the option of saying, let's leave these people alone.
Sure you do.
Yeah, I do,
okay.
Actually.
It's fun to sit there and say that, but you can't do anything to make it happen. It is an impossibility. Those people are going to be met by the West.
There are indigenous rights activists who are...
I'm glad.
...who do work to protect them from what you're saying. I mean, you're not saying anything that doesn't make sense to me. But here we are in the year 2012, and these people have managed to go mostly uncontacted and isolated tribes for hundreds of thousands of years, I assume. So why must we start now?
Well,
why are we obligated?
Because it's inevitable. If you're talking about a tribe, I don't know how much space they need. Let's say they're in the middle of the Amazon. They have yet to be contacted, which I'm incredibly dubious that these people exist. But let's say they're in the Amazon. They're right in the heart of it. They have not been contacted. And how much space do these people need in order to remain uncontacted? Your indigenous right activists need to put up this shield that is what? If it's a 10-mile radius around the center point of their little place, that's a diameter of 20, and what's that, 60 something miles radially around, as far as
don't ask me, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm no mathematician or anything like that. But how do you cover an area that's this wide in order to keep people from going in? Because there are farmers out there that, or in people that, that need to, you know, they're going to get things out of the rainforest. They're going to come in contact with these people. They want to get the potions and medicines that they can make out of the rainforest. You know, there's people coming in and attempting to contact these people at all times. And even if they're people from just a few miles down the road, they're going to introduce these ideas. And I just don't think we have the luxury of saying, well, yeah, it sure would be great if these people lived, continue to live in the Stone Age until they want to come out of the forest. I think it's great. I just don't think it's reality.
Do they have the right to self-determination just the same as anybody else?
Do you have the right as to whether or not somebody comes along to your little chunk of the woods? I don't know that you do. I mean, don't I have the right to travel?
Well, right, but not over private property that people don't want you to travel over.
Define private property.
And obviously the native tribes we're talking about may not necessarily have the same concept of private property. But what you're saying is this is your observation of reality, and you may be accurate in your observation of reality, but do you really believe that's good?
Look, man,
I'm not
suicidal and wishing to destroy reality. I mean, I don't see
what?
How you're going to, because look, if you're dealing with 6 billion
people. I'm just asking you whether it's good. I'm not asking you to destroy reality.
It's good. The lesser of evils is the good choice. The lesser of evils in this situation.
No, if it's evil, then it's not good. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way. There's not like a gray
Humans
area.
Humans are
there.
Bad. I judge them all evil. Let's kill them all.
Oh, well, that's why we have hell, Mark.
Now you've really gone off the rails.
No, I'm only repeating what you've said.
Huh?
Wow.
Is he just incoherent, or is it me?
I'm having a hard time following. Well,
I'm glad it's not just me.
I do have some information for you. The Sentinelese, this is a link posted from chat. The Sentinelese are one of indigenous people of the Andaman Islands located in India in the Bay of Bengal.
Uh-huh.
They inhabit North Sentinel Island, which lies westward off the southern tip. They are noted for vigorously resisting attempts at contacts by outsiders. Sentinelese maintain an essentially hunter-gatherer society subsisting through hunting, fishing, and collecting wild plants. No evidence of either agricultural practices or methods of producing fire.
Don't people go along and throw food to them on tours? That's what I've heard.
Is that just a bad joke? I mean, what?
No, I'm telling you what
they
do.
You hadn't even heard of them before she mentioned them.
No, now that she mentions them, I know where we're talking about. The
All
Bay
right,
of Bengal.
We're going up here. 855-450-FREE, the CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.